And greetings once again, brothers and sisters. So good to be with you on this Friday. It's Free Friday Market Day. If you're around, don't forget, we're in need of help, especially donations. And that means food, in-kind donations, produce and veggies and fruit and dairy. But no more commercials. You can buy our premium service and you won't have to hear the commercials. Just kidding. Let's get back to the gospel word. Well, welcome. Yesterday we heard the first part of the 10th Jesus story called the Sermon on the Mount. You might recall we heard about the Beatitudes. Jesus named the disciples. Jesus spoke to them about why he has come. And then he started into how the kingdom is going to be the exact reversal of the world in many, many important ways. For instance, and that's what he then shares. So that's where we'll pick it up. We left off with this paragraph yesterday, and then I'll just segue right into today's lesson. The Sermon on the Mount, second part. Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For whoever shall break the least of the commandments and teaches other men to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do them and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I say to you that unless your uprightness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And today's segment. "You have heard that it was said to men in days of old that he who is harmed should exact equal harm in return. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, so it was said. But these are not the days of old. I say to you now, do not resist injury, and do not injure in return. If anyone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. And if anyone wants to sue you in a court of law and take away your coat, give him your cloak as well. And if anyone compels you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Give to him that asks your help. And if anyone wishes to borrow from you, do not turn away. As you would have men treat you, so should you treat them." You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Then shall you truly be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil as well as the good, and he sends rain to the just and the unjust alike. And he is kind to the unthankful and the evil, even as he is kind to the grateful and upright. Be you therefore merciful, even as your Father is merciful." For if you only love those who love you, why should you expect reward? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why expect a reward? Even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, why think that you deserve thanks? Even the sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. I say to you, it is your enemies that you should love. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who use you badly. And lend to those who need, hoping for nothing in return. Then shall your reward be great. Be therefore perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And take care that you do not do your good deeds in public in order to be seen by others. If you do, you will get no reward from your Father in heaven. When therefore you give to charity, do not blow a trumpet before you, as do the hypocrites in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be seen and praised. I say to you, the praise of man is all they will get. Instead, when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your charity may be secret. Your Father, who sees what you do in secret, will reward you openly. And when you fast, do not, as the hypocrites do, put on a gloomy look, for they disfigure their faces and make themselves look sad, so that all men shall know that they are fasting. That, I say to you, is all the reward they will get. But you, when you fast, anoint your head with perfumes and wash your face, so that no one may know that you are fasting except your Father, who is unseen. And your Father, who sees that which is done in secret, will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, so that they may be seen at prayer. I say to you, the praise of men shall be their only reward. But you, when you pray, go into a quiet room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father, who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what you do in secret, will reward you openly. And in praying, do not use idle repetitions and many empty phrases, such as others do. For they imagine they shall be heard if they use many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you have need of before you ask Him. Pray, therefore, in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. There was silence in the multitude, but they wondered at many of the things he said. If you forgive others when they do wrong, Jesus went on, your heavenly Father will forgive you too. But if you do not forgive others for their wrongs, neither will your Father forgive you for yours. And do not store up earthly treasures for yourselves instead of the riches of the Spirit. Rather, seek out the kingdom of God, and all other things you need shall be given to you. I say to you, do not concern yourselves about the things of your daily life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall wear. Is not life something more than food, and the body of more worth than clothes? Behold the birds of the air. They do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather their food into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not of much more value than they? Which of you, by worrying about these things, can add 1 inch to his height or 1 minute to his life? And why should you be anxious concerning clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. And if God so clothes the wild grass of the field, which grows today and is cast into the furnace tomorrow, shall he not more surely clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or how shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be freely given you. Be not therefore anxious, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. The evils of today are enough for the day. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will open to you. For he who asks of God shall receive. He who searches shall find. And to him who knocks, the door shall be open. And, as you would have other men do to you, do you also to them likewise. Jesus said all these things and many more upon the mount that day. And at last he said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only those who listen to my words and do the will of my Father in heaven. I say to you now, you must be ready for the day when you are called to God. I will show you what the man is like who comes to me, hears my words, and acts according to them. He is like a man who, in building his house, dug down deep, and laid the foundation upon a rock. When the rain fell, the floods came, and the storm winds blew and beat upon that house. It stood firm and did not fall, because it was founded upon the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them shall be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. When the rain fell, the floods came, the storm winds beat against it, the house upon the sand broke into pieces. Great was the fall thereof. But if you build your lives according to my words, you will be building on a rock foundation. When Jesus had finished speaking, the people were astonished at his words. For he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes who quoted the old laws to them and never once said such strange things as, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, turn the other cheek. These ideas were new to them. They did not sound at all like the preachings of the Pharisees. But to the thoughtful ones in the multitude, the sayings of Jesus truly sounded as though they were the words of a merciful and loving God.